It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Well, groups like Girls Pissing on Girls Pissing and IE Crazy and whatever emanates from South Island institutions like Log Recording seem to be at the epicentre of the current wave of music that could be described as New Zealand Gothic. Let us not forget Seth Frightening. It's been a couple of years since But We Love Our Brothers and Sisters, Seth's 2015 record. And so when I saw that he's planning to move abroad indefinitely, I asked him to appear on Live and Direct, and here he is.
Hello.
Hello, Seth Frightening.
Here I am.
Sean Kelly. Why don't we start with a song?
All right. Let's try something new, eh?
What is hell and what has happened to your mouth? You used to say the last thing on my mind. Now I'm time, and I think the worst of how it's all gonna work out. Am I afraid to die? Am I afraid to die? Mostly I'm afraid of dying, 'cause I don't understand how it goes when you are the only one who knows. Feels like throwing different parts of myself into wells that are long gone far down, and nothing makes a sound, 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 nothing makes a sound.
Fantastic, fantastic, and a new one.
Yes.
A new one.
I'm working on a new album now. So, yeah, hopefully it's finished before I leave New Zealand.
Now, I was going to ask about this a bit further down the line, but last we talked was in 2015 when your record came out, and we talked a lot about death.
Yeah.
Then,
and classic Seth, right?
and once again, death appears in this new work.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What is it about death that?
I guess, like I say in that song, it's just hard to comprehend, and as a generally together person in my human form, not as musician Sean Seth Brightening, I think I use the music and my expression to just get a bit confounded by it all and kind of moan and query.
What do you think happens when we die?
Nothing at all. I think it's just all gone. But then the things like when you have dreams and those chemicals that happen in a split second and you can live a whole day in a dream, like maybe something like that, something exciting could happen on the way down. But really it's time for the worms when you die.
And also something I wanted to bring up was the way you sing. Breathing is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. Normally people, when they sing and they breathe, they kind of like do it to the side of the microphone or...
Yeah.
But when you sing, the breaths are such a big part of your delivery. Yeah. How did that come about?
I think it kind of came about when I discovered microphones. And I just kind of went with it. Like, obviously... the voice, the face is an instrument as well. And yeah, I think it was just a natural kind of, and I think I sing when I am working with my body. It's like not, I'm not like a, I don't do warm-ups before and all that. So it's just like, I will one of these days. But yeah, it's kind of just a part of my steez, my and my physicality of singing.
What else is a part of your steez?
What musical steez or Sean steez?
what's your general vibe? musically, tell me about the things you draw from that you want to be that you want to be.
I guess folk music, as cliched as it has become, I love folk music. Especially because it's focuses people music. I love singing and writing and thinking about things that probably other people are thinking and feeling. So yeah, that's where a lot of it comes from. A lot of last time I played, a friend of mine was talking about how emotional and kind of dramatic it all is, and I was like, yeah, that's just kind of the buzz. Like, yeah, that's what I want to do. And he was like, I like it, and obviously I'm an emotional person too, but not a lot of bands go full feelings these days.
It's really true. Why do you think that is?
I don't know, it's kind of, I get tired of it. I feel ashamed about a lot of music that I've made before, because it's full feeling. So yeah, it's definitely, I don't know, I feel it's just frightening, maybe it's scary. I feel, yeah, like I said, you can regret a lot of things when you say direct words about certain situations. Yeah,
frightening.
Can't speak for anyone else though.
Of course. you must have had this moniker Seth Frightening for nearly a decade now.
Yep.
How do you identify with it now? Has that changed from when you first started?
Not really, actually. I just came up with it because I needed a name for a show. And yeah, now it just feels like a name. And no one, I don't feel like it's a shit band name. So
totally, yeah.
It's
a good one.
So I'm still, it's just sticking with it. Because a lot of people, I know a lot of people that have gone through a few band names, and they have been making music, like Seth Frightening. I started that when I was in high school. A lot of friends have gone through different ones, and I feel like I'm one of the only ones that still has kept the same name. You can still Google stuff that I have said when I was 17 or sung when I was 17, which is a bit, maybe that's what I'm ashamed of, but that's part of life.
It's almost, it must work in your favour when traveling internationally,
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's why Orchestra's Fears all have band code names.
Yeah.
So when they're going into customs,
yeah,
it just comes up as, you know, Joe Average.
Yeah, that's actually I got hit up with when I tried to go to England once. They
got
let me in. Yeah. I had a guitar on me though. They said, "Are you in a band?" And I said,
"No, I'm just a backpacker.
I'm just a singer." And I got googled and detained and kicked out.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, didn't get to go to England. But that's all right. It was all my fault though. I didn't have a ticket booked to come home. They're like, "You quit your job as a cleaner to come to England." I was like, I didn't specifically do that. I went travelling and da, 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 just you guys don't want me today. But yeah, this time, more organised.
Of course. And we'll talk about your travel soon. Before we get to your next track, I wonder, what do you think makes a good song?
Fuck, that's really hard. Because the song has changed so much. But then it hasn't actually, as well. People change.
Hmm.
And groups of people change. So I think a good song brings people together.
Ooh.
I'm going to say that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what's the track we're about to hear? What's your second song you'll perform for us?
This one is called... I don't actually have a name for it yet, but...
Oh, it's that new?
We'll call it something about something on something, and there was some... Yeah, so. My cancer's moving up the line and met Mercury swallowing a gun, molding many labors in a weathered tree by burning mirrors. Kiss the body in grass, wet pubic hairs and leaves, breathe on muddy banks, breathe in longingly, lost and in need. Love, bring angels, love, bring devils, and kill myself. Swallow my teeth just to choke on the numbers of speech. My health is a lease raised and paid off for me, and there is no God in this house, only you. My love, your eyes, you are the only one for me. Soft on floors of bedrooms again, we wait for rain in April, touching ourselves in webs of suffering. Silky soft on floors of bedrooms again, we wait for rain in April, touching ourselves in webs of suffering. Skin and sick falls from your mouth.
kiss soft on floors of bedrooms. Can we wait for rain in April, touching ourselves in webs of suffering, breathing longingly, lost and in need. Love, bring angels. Love, bring devils, and kill myself.
Very nice. Seth Frightening. This is Live and Direct, brought to you with help from NZ On Air Music on 95BFM, Freak the Sheep. Tell me about that line, touching ourselves in webs of suffering. Where were you when you came up with that line?
A bedroom with a back door, and it just started raining. And
it was April?
It was probably April, yeah. It'd been my first summer in Auckland City, probably. It was very hot compared to being from down south. And I lived in a place that had a swamp as a backyard. And there was plenty, actually lots of spiders. We had a mezzanine bed in that room. And it was us and the spiders, which is pretty fun.
Avondale?
But they do. No, it was actually Kingsland. Oh. They drop down on you, which is really funny. I'm kind of into it. You end up squashing them, and you're like, "Well, you shouldn't have dropped down on me, Daddy Long Leg."
I'm in St. Mary's Bay, and there's a lot of ants.
Yeah, a lot of ants generally in Auckland, and critters, and just weird people. Auckland City. I'm staying in Takapuna at the moment. It's quite an interesting place. No offence to anyone in Takapuna.
What do you mean by interesting? What kind of interesting?
It's kind of like a Ponsonby on the beach.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Sorry, I was thinking, you get the ice cream in Takapuna. There's the cafe, isn't there?
Yeah, there's lots of, like, things are going to be, it's going to be real built up soon, judging from all the construction. But yeah, it's nice. Obviously, I love the beach. But yeah.
There you go.
I want to dye my hair blonde.
Just the tip.
Yeah, all of it.
So last we spoke was 2015. Mm-hmm. Your record had just come out. Your record had a few lives in the sense that you released it digitally, yeah, and then a wee while later on, you released it again on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess, yeah, this is the year and a half or so is kind of a normal amount of gestation for new songs.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to record straight away after that. But then when you don't have much money and space, it's hard to just get crack into it. So I didn't. And then the time now I'm leaving, so I'm like, I'll start recording it. Which I think I worked best. I think all the albums I've ever done, first one I ever did was just, it just happened because I started figuring out how to record things. And then the second one, I just moved back in with my mother after having a bad time and had a whole room and house to myself, and it was kind of swell, like privilege check, ding ding ding. And then that other one, I broke my leg and didn't have to go to work for a few months. So that was timely to make a record. And now this time I'm like, got a deadline. So I think I work under pressure or like in weird situations, or like I finish things under pressure or in weird situations.
It's always the hardest bit, isn't it? Finishing something.
Yeah.
Before we talk about your moving, what's your favourite guitar chord?
my favorite. I like the oh, this one, the G sharp minor.
Oh, hold on.
But with the open, like, thumb in the top. I don't know how to explain it, but I like that one. Goes well with the C sharp minor. And then also just with the E chord.
All right.
It's nice.
So I was...
Makes me think of horses.
I was... I'm on a few guitar Facebook, like New Zealand guitarist.
Oh, yes.
Like New Zealand middle guitarist.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Facebook groups.
And, it must be good.
Oh, my. The people who dwell in those places are great.
Totally.
In fact, yeah. I'm there.
I'm keen lurking. To be a shredder. I wish that I'm not really have that. I don't have that dexterity, I think is the word.
Yeah.
I'm just like, kind of, like, I deserve to be mocked.
No, but I know. I saw a bloke be like, all right, guys, what's your favourite guitar chord? I was like, actually, that's a good question.
Yeah, totally. It's...
And now we know.
Yep, that's the one. I don't use it. Oh, maybe I'll play a song where I use it next year. Maybe. Oh, I don't use it though, but whatever. Actually, I do, because this is dropped a step down.
So, oh, yeah, success. But you're moving, which is why I got you up, because yeah. I wanted to. I thought now is the time. Carpe diem.
Yes.
And so tell us where you're moving to and why you're moving.
Well. Getting older, have dreams before they slip through my fingers. Gonna try going to Europe and being creative and young. So we're gonna go, my partner and I, we are gonna go to Leipzig, hopefully, or yeah, Germany. It's one of those things where you get a 1-year visa. There's lots of places to play, like New Zealand's so far away. There's so much music going on overseas. You can play shows in other countries all the time.
And in Europe, they house you, they feed you.
Apparently, yeah. That's
they pay
great.
You?
Yeah, that you get, yeah. So that's the bit. And we have some good friends that have been living there. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think we'll have a nice time. The dream is to just never come back to New Zealand. But reality of the situation, I could see you all again in 3 months. Because a lot of hidden costs when it comes to travelling.
That's true.
You never know. And I don't have that much money, but hopefully I can make money there. I'm going to learn German, Duolingo. I'm cranking that. Immersion is the best technique.
Can you crank some out?
No. I mean, was ist der Scheiß? What is this shit? This one. Yeah. But I've worked plenty of kitchens where the kitchen hand doesn't speak very good English. So I can be a kitchen hand that doesn't speak very good German.
Well, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Sean, Seth Frightening. One more song, please.
One more song.
Lost inside. inside my head. I'm paid and I'm waiting on this bed. It's my life, my choice, and I think I like it. Chose to work at night. I can still see you in the bathroom laughing. I can still taste your tears in that bottle of beer.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.